from Simon & Schuster Audio.
The Black Angel, written by John Connolly, read by Jeff Harding. Book 1. No one can know the origin of evil who has not grasped the truth about the so-called devil and his angels. Origin, 186 to 255. Prologue. The rebel angels fell, garlanded with fire, and as they descended, tumbling through the void, they were cursed as the newly blind are cursed. For just as the darkness is more terrible for those who have known the light, so the absence of grace is felt more acutely by those who once dwelt in its warmth. The angels screamed in their torment, and their burning brought brightness to the shadows for the first time. The lowest of them cowered in the depths, and there they created their own world in which to dwell. As the last angel fell, he looked to heaven and saw all that was to be denied him for eternity, and the vision was so terrible to him that it burned itself upon his eyes. And so, as the heavens closed above him, it was given to him to witness the face of God disappear among gray clouds. And the beauty and sorrow of the image was imprinted forever in his memory and upon his sight. He was cursed to walk forever as an outcast, shunned even by his own kind. For what could be more agonizing for them than to see, each time they looked in his eyes, the ghost of God flickering in the blackness of his pupils? And so alone was he that he tore himself in two, that he might have company in his long exile. And together, these twin parts...